This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of 6 Minute English with me, Feifei.
And me, Neil.
How are you today, Neil?
It's all good today, thank you. I've got a really good question for you today.
Ooh, a question. Ask away.
Okay then, which do you prefer, Feifei? Open plan offices or small private offices?
Open plan offices or small private offices? I much prefer open plan offices, much friendlier.
Ah, yes, of course, because you're a very friendly person, aren't you? Let's hear from some of our friends and colleagues to find out what kind of office they prefer.
In my opinion, as a Brazilian, open plan offices can be very good and effective because it's easy for people to communicate and put ideas across. But at times, one needs some quiet space to concentrate and get the job done.
Well, in China, people would love to have their own private offices because, you know, we are very noisy and people arguing quite a lot sometimes and there's lots of noise. So to have your own private space would be great. But unfortunately, nowadays, what we get is open plan offices.
In Indonesia, there are more open plan offices these days. The good thing is that we can improve collaborations with other teams or departments. However, we sometimes face problems. For instance, as it's really hot in Indonesia, lots of people prefer to have the air conditioning be set really cold, whereas there are also people who can't really stand cold air, like me. So this can create a tension among staff.
Air conditioning? It drives me crazy. Actually, it isn't the air conditioning that drives me crazy, Neil. It's you. I keep asking you to turn it down. And 2 minutes later, you turn it back up again.
Feifei, you always turn it too low. And you drive me crazy because you never ask me if you can turn it down. You just do it without saying anything. It really annoys me. It's so rude.
Rude? Do you think so? Well, I think this is a case for Business Betty.
It's Business Betty.
It's Business Betty.
Hello. Is everything all right, you two?
Well, we need your help, Betty. Neil and I keep arguing about the AC. He says I'm rude.
AC means air conditioning. She is rude.
Calm down, both of you, and let me help. If you're working in an open plan office, it's really important to consider the needs and the feelings of the people working around you. If you want to ask someone to do something, it's always a good idea to use a very polite request. Start with the phrase, would you mind, and follow it with an ing verb. Can you give us an example, Feifei?
Would you mind turning off the air conditioning?
Very good. Neil?
Would you mind opening a window?
Lovely. If you want someone to stop doing something, use the word not before the ing verb. Neil?
Would you mind not smoking in the kitchen, please?
Excellent. Feifei?
Would you mind not using my computer?
If you want your co-worker's permission to do something, say, is it okay if I... and then say what you want to do. Examples, please.
Is it okay if I turn the air conditioning on?
Is it okay if I use your phone?
If someone asks your permission, you can say yes. Neil, how would you do that then?
Sure, no problem. Go ahead.
Very good. Of course, you might decide to say no, Feifei.
I'd rather you didn't, if you don't mind.
And remember, the English words please, thank you, and sorry always make a big difference. Both together now?
Please.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Very polite. Well done. Now, is it okay if I leave?
Yes, of course.
Thanks, Betty.
Goodbye.
There she goes, radiant as ever. Do you think she was a bit angry with us?
No. So, Neil, do you think it's about time we did a role play?
Only if I'm the boss.
Sorry, there is no boss this week.
What do you mean there's no boss? There's always a boss this
week. Well, we're co-workers in an open plan office. You want to open the window and you want to use the computer and...
and things like that. So I have to make some polite requests, right?
That's right. Ready?
Bring it on.
Role play.
Hello, Feifei. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. Just finishing this report. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to ask, would you mind turning off the air conditioning?
Okay, sure.
It's just a bit cold in here, thanks.
Oh, sorry. Of course, no problem.
And I wanted to say, we've got some visitors coming over this afternoon, so is it okay if we have a meeting in here?
Yes, that's okay with me. But would you mind keeping the noise down, please?
Yes, of course.
And would you mind tidying up after the meeting? It was left in a bit of a mess last time.
Sure. I'm busy all afternoon, though, so I'll have to leave it until the evening.
I'd rather you didn't, if you don't mind. We need to use the room again at 4 p.m.
Okay. I'll do it sooner, then.
Thanks.
Play.
And that's the end of today's roleplay. How was it for you?
It was very, very polite.
That's the British culture for you.
And that's it for this programme. Feifei, would you mind joining me soon for another episode of 6 Minute English?
Of course. See you next time.
Join us again, wherever you're working. Goodbye.
Bye.